Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I feel like it's summer right now.
It is so beautiful outside.
I feel like I have senioritis. Do you have senioritis? And we just got back from a vacation.
You could see my itis?
Senioritis.
I'm wearing shorts, but they're not that short.
Inflammation of the senior is what that is.
Yeah, I've got it. It's because it's so sunny and nice. It's the last day of spring break. I know that I have one more chance to do fun things with my kids before they have to go back to school, and I can start ignoring them again and doing fun things with my wife instead of them.
And then you can start ignoring her again?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do today. I'm excited. I know what I'm going to be doing on July 17th. Do you want to know?
July 17th?
I can tell you already.
What?
Harry Connick Jr. is going to be at Meyer Gardens. You know, they do those summer things.
Oh, I love two things that I love.
My wife is a huge Harry Connick fan. Like, loves him. Like, if there was a list, like a celebrity list, there would be one person on it, and it would be Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
July 17th. I can be playing. They just announced that. I don't even know when tickets go on sale.
That is
April 27th.
That is a great date night. April 27th is a Saturday.
Saturday, April 27th. The Meyer Gardens.
Did you say July 17th? Oh, that's when they go
17th.
On sale.
Yep.
Okay.
General public, May 11th.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Back to you.
That's pretty exciting stuff, Curtis.
I just thought I would break that news.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I was actually, I don't really know what Harry Connick Jr. is. So
you were looking him up?
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I saw Harry Connick Jr. I've seen him one time. Mm-hmm. My wife has seen him a million times. I went and saw him one time. The best part of the show was the drum solo. He's a pianist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the drummer comes out from behind the drum kit and played the piano, the drum. Like the top of it, kicking it and stomping on it and hitting it. It was awesome.
Who is it Harry Connick Jr. or Michael Bublé that I heard when he's in concert? Oh, I think it's Michael Bublé. He's really naughty and raunchy in concert. Yeah,
yep, that's Michael Bublé.
Really?
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
That makes me like him more. And
I love both of them.
I love them both.
I bet people then go to that show and they're turned off.
I bet they are, too.
Because you think Michael Bublé is not going to be like that.
You don't expect that.
Gallagher,
I wouldn't have expected that.
Gallagher, the same way. The guy who smashes fruit.
Yeah.
I went and saw him one summer, and he just vulgar.
See, but I would expect him. I would assume that he would
and
be
like,
vulgar.
Ripping on, like, very political. He was very political and very vulgar.
Yeah.
And then would smash a watermelon. And I'm like, I'm just here for the watermelon smash. I don't need the jokes. I didn't know that you were going to do jokes.
And then I hate these people, and I hate
smash!
These
people.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want to see you smash some fruit. That's why I bought this ticket.
Well, he can't just sit there and smash fruit for an hour.
I would love him to.
Is that what you want him to do?
Yes.
Couldn't you do that at home for, like...
Yes, you could.
Just...
Give the girls some hammers and give them some fruit.
I'm not smashing my own fruit.
Instant sangria.
Oh, I do love sangria.
Mm-hmm.
You lost me for the rest of the day.
We had Superman ice cream in here this morning.
It was delicious. Vanilla,
was
Blue
good.
Moon, and Black Cherry.
Yeah. Scooperman from Meyer.
Really just tasted like vanilla. Now that I'm thinking back on it.
Oh my gosh. Shut your hole.
No.
You can't smell. It's because you don't have an olfactory gland.
I have no olfactory gland.
You can't
gland.
Taste anything.
I can't taste or smell.
Scooperman does not taste like vanilla ice cream.
Did to me.
It tastes like a combination of those three things.
Because that's what it is.
Respect my opinion.
And I will. Absolutely.
Respect this, okay. Yo. NFL teams, did you read about this yesterday? They're adding cameras in the locker rooms.
I did. Okay, so.
Hallelujah!
Here's why they have to do it.
Why?
Nobody wants to go to games anymore. You got an NFL Sunday ticket. You can watch everything. The NFL Network has their little red zone that you can get on like basic cable, or not basic cable, but cable.
Right.
So there's no real reason to go to a game anymore. So this won't be on TV. It'll be on the scoreboard, and you can have it on your smartphone. You can watch what's going on in the locker room.
You can get team apps.
Yeah. Now, is that something that would make you go to a game?
Do you think this is why they're trying? Do you think they're trying to get more women?
No, I think
it seems to me. I mean, I don't know. There are certain football players that I think are yum.
I think they're trying to get people in the seats at the stands, and this is a new thing. They're trying to do what NASCAR does, and NASCAR does it very well. You've been to a lot of MIS races.
I have.
Where you can buy the little radio headset and you listen along, and you feel like you are there with your team.
It is. It's one of the more fun parts of being there is being able to listen to the correspondence of the people that are on the track.
Isn't the people watching really the fun thing to
be there? Oh, yeah. Well, that's number one.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, so this is number two.
Number two
of important
like
things
you're more connected to the race. You're not just watching the cars. So that's what they're trying to do here with the NFL.
Curtis this morning, I mean, he was skipping around the studio.
I was
so excited.
I was. I want to see what's going on in the locker room. I really do. I do. That's my favorite part, is what the guys are doing. Mm. You know, I want to be there. I want to hear what the coach is
saying. They're so funny.
What do you mean?
I just think football players are so funny. They're so funny. I don't know. I get a kick out of them.
Out of football
like
players.
Like when
Megan's
do,
dating a football player.
When they do television commercials and not even, I think professional athletes more, I would say. I just find them so comical.
Like Peyton Manning. You think it's funny?
Not so much Peyton Manning.
I love Peyton Manning.
See, Peyton Manning is doing commercials that he thinks are funny. He's trying to be funny.
I love him.
What's the guy's name with the giant hair?
The guy, Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu. And those shampoo commercials, man, when his hair gets bigger and bigger and bigger, I could see that.
But that's not him.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I could see that 100 times on repeat and
laugh
every single time. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
So you would go to a game and just be watching the locker room app the entire time, not even watching the game.
Well,
you
no, because nobody's in the locker room during the
game.
Well,
that's what I wonder. Like, they took that wear kid. He broke his leg in half. He went back to the locker room. You get to see that.
No, I bet what they do, don't you think they're probably going to record a bunch of stuff that happens during, you know, like before the game?
Okay, and then, run it on the scoreboard?
Yeah, run like little 30-second clips. Don't you think that's probably what they're going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I hope we see some butts.
Oh, my goodness. We're not going to see butts.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be seeing. I think
Megan does too. Don't you, Megan? Megan hopes we see butts.
Ever, I do.
Do you watch like the press conferences afterward, hoping to see a guy coming out of the shower? Because occasionally you will see a wang.
Sometimes,
on
yeah.
TV, and then it blows up online.
No, that's not what. No.
You don't want wang. You want butts.
Oh, I don't care.
You wang or butt. Megan, wang or butt?
Anything is nice.
You just want a glimpse. You just want a peek. Okay. What about you, Amanda?
I think shirtless and just showered. We just had this conversation.
That's what you like.
I'm just imagining that they have really good smelling armpits.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the whole in the locker room thing. I think I'm a fan of it.
You just want to see half-naked men prancing around in towels.
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe an occasional butt.
And especially the ones, the winning team, because they're happy.
You don't want to see
half-naked,
the sad
happy
team.
Men.
You always see half-naked guys who just got their butts kicked on the field.
I don't think so.
They lose like 55-10. You don't want to see them.
Not really.
They lose on a last-second field goal.
No.
You don't want to see them lathering up. You want to watch the winners.
They're going to show them lathering up.
What if they do? Shower cam. Why not? Why
that would
not?
Be great.
You know, if you go from the waist
that
up.
That would be fantastic.
They had a shower cam.
Yeah, I would like that.
You would. You would watch men take a shower.
Yes, I would.
Oh, my. It will happen. Why? What are you thinking about it right now?
It will not happen.
Was that the sound of what I think it was? Did that just happen right there? Did you hear that in that room?
Could you hear that?
So Connie's excited thinking about it. She goes,
here's what I did. I opened my chapstick.
Why is that happening?
Because I have chap lips.
You're licking your lips is the problem. I'm with Joe. I'm done listening to this show.
Why else would I open chapstick?
If I didn't have to listen at work, I wouldn't listen to this show.